Com. Your mind powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Another gorgeous day out across the valley. Temperature-wise, we're looking at Bismarck Mandan at 56 this hour, 58 in Williston, Dickinson 51, Minot 56. In Jamestown, they're at 61, Devil's Lake 59, Grand Forks 59, Fargo 62, Miles City, Montana 50 this hour. Down in Mobridge, they're at 57, Lemon 53, Aberdeen 58. And you know what? Looks like a nice day to go golfing, Scott. Scott, are you there? Golfing.
I'm
Scott.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was just looking at an
email from a listener who said, "Hey, I'm in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Tell me what the temperature is in Fergus Falls." So I quickly found it's 57 degrees.
57 in Fergus.
Yeah. 57 in Fergus. And we
home
had a call
from
South Dakota earlier. Watertown 61. So other end of South Dakota. Anyway, got you all covered there. Here's our telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot of folks giving advice to their senators, speaking of South Dakota, John Thune down there, and in North Dakota, John Hoeven. In the four-state Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota region, you have two Republican senators, and there's a choice now for Republican senators. Do I follow Ted Cruz's approach? And Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, that is saying, "Hey, I think we need a filibuster. We need a showdown with the Democrats over Obamacare." The Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, and a few others are saying, "Wait a minute, the House passed a piece of legislation that defunds Obamacare. Well, let's just vote for that, and then if Harry Reid tries to do some strategic, kind of parliamentary moves and ultimately strips that out of there, Democrats like Heidi Heitkamp and Tim Johnson and in Minnesota Franken and Klobuchar and over in Montana, the Democratic senators as well, would need to be on record to tell us where they're at on Obamacare, and since it's not popular, that wouldn't be a good place for them to be." Vast majority of our listeners have said that Ted Cruz has got it right. A few have said the other way that Mitch McConnell proposes makes some sense, or just let Obamacare be law and ultimately have its effects, which many believe will be bad, be the ultimate consequence for those that proposed it and supported it.
And the easiest way is weigh in. You know, call in this show. The previous caller said he was going over to congressional offices, or you can call the main switchboard in Washington and leave a message. Talk to your senator, 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Get involved. That's the biggest thing. People need to be involved.
You know, that was a refreshing call from that fella who called and didn't like the idea that he was being called an anarchist and everything else. The name calling's really at full bore, and it is it's disheartening to see. Let's not become them. Let's not the childlike name calling that Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, President Obama, for that matter, have engaged in as part of this. Number one, tells me you're being effective in saying you don't like the law of the land. You want it amended, defunded, stopped, whatever. Just whatever you do, don't become them in the name-calling department. That's for sure. I want to give one shout-out to what's going on in Williston. And it has to do in a certain way with this debate over Obamacare and or the idea that we need cradle-to-grave protection from our government. If you follow the story at all, there was a homeless shelter that was run by a church in Williston. And the city ultimately said it wasn't up to code, so they had to shut down this particular homeless shelter. In response, a number of other churches and the Salvation Army are coming together and creating a rotating heating center to serve that population. This is exactly how it should be done. At a time when we're talking about out-of-control spending and government and taxation being too high, wouldn't it be better if churches, family members, groups like the Salvation Army, charities, came together and cared for folks who need help. I think Williston's got it exactly right. I give him total kudos for these churches that are coming together. It's quite ironic, actually, that the planning and zoning of folks revoked the permit of this one church that was taking care of the problems. The city actually got in the way of a church solving a problem out there. But the other churches in Salvation Army are stepping up to the plate. I love it. I think it's great. Tell me if you agree or disagree. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's get back to the phones. Kathy in Munich, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I'd like to support Ted Cruz in his filibuster, because I think with Mitch McConnell, we've had too much of this go along to get along. And also, I wanted to address the people who called and said, let it pass. Once you get that implemented, I think it's going to be almost impossible to take it out again. When you have a bill, sometimes they say that you can't get it out. It takes years and years. So I think this policy would even be worse if it was implemented.
You want a showdown is what you want, Kathy. You want?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Have you drag out the middle of the parking lot?
Yes. Yes, that's what it takes. So you had too much just letting the Democrats set our agenda, and then we go along with it.
Kathy, thanks for the phone call. We did have an off-air call wanted to get to, so let's check out that off-air call concerning Obamacare.
Yeah, I believe that Ted Cruz is right. We need to filibuster. We need to get rid of this thing. Some of these people say let it fail on its own. However, if it continues, there's going to be a lot more people going out of being on unemployment rolls and a lot of businesses going out of business. I think we need to filibuster and get rid of it once and for all. Government shutdown that's happened in the past, we survived. That's no problem.
Appreciate your call. By the way, others welcome 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This has created quite a buzz on our Facebook page as well. Simply ask the question. While he supports the House bill to defund Obamacare, he's Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will not support Senator Ted Cruz's efforts to filibuster legislation to fund the government and risk a government shutdown in order to defund Obamacare. How do you want Senator Hoeven, Senator Thune to vote, with McConnell or with Cruz? Chad says, with Cruz. This is a no-brainer. Enough is enough with this nightmare. What I really want is Senator Hoeven to do the right thing for the country, no matter if it rocks the boat or not. All right? Cheryl says, Cruz, already called and voiced my opinion to Senator Heitkamp and Senator Hoeven. Defund no matter what. So what if the government shuts down? I'll lose out, but it's worth it. Okay, I don't know how Cheryl will lose out, but she says it's worth it. Ken says, Cruz, of course, a no-brainer. All right. Another Ken says, this is not the time to play with the future of hardworking Americans playing poker with fools. Ron says McConnell's part of the old guard, the Republican establishment. He's about to go along to get along. See how that's been working out. Time to purge the rhino establishment. And Jared, we quoted earlier, said, I don't understand the Republican strategy on this. Just let this thing be implemented. Once it's been there 6 to 9 months, people will realize it's bad, and then there'll be great gains for the opponents in the next election. Merle responds to that saying, after 6 to 9 months of it not working, the excuse will be it needs more time. Rome wasn't built in a day, and they'll have the media still on their side, lying to the American sheeple, telling them it's working fine, and the sheeple will believe them. Once it's fully implemented and more people get on public health care, the private insurance companies will go out of business. Then we'll have what the liberals have wanted all along, a one-payer system. As Ronald Reagan once said, the closest thing to eternal life here on earth is a government program. So some of your comments on Facebook, welcome more at 800-228-0550. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Mark in Grand Forks. Mark, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm a conservative, and the exponential growth of government in North Dakota and the spending associated with it, in my opinion, is the opposite of conservative. But the cheerleaders for the oil boom and the spending that goes along with it say taxpayers don't need to worry about oil prices going down. However, in late 2008 and early 2009, oil was under $40 a barrel because of the financial crisis. And Hank Paulson, if you remember, was Treasury Secretary for Bush, former CEO of Goldman Sachs. He and Jamie Dimon, current CEO of J.P. Morgan, both have said publicly they expect another financial crisis in 3 to 7 years. And during the break at the bottom of the last hour, there was a market report. The analysts talked about the Fed buying of mortgage-backed securities, which is an ongoing bailout for these profligate banks on Wall Street. He said that was good, though, because mortgage interest rates are going down. However, he didn't say that the money printing is devaluing the dollar, which means that every time you go to the store or the gas station, you pay more for less. That is a tax, and that is taxation without representation to the tune of trillions of dollars.
All right, Mark, Mark says, wake up. Are you awakened, folks? 800-228-0550. Time for a break. Come back with more of your calls after this timeout. By the way, bottom of the hour, we're going to tell you about a wonderful way to spend the pheasant opening weekend coming up in October in Zeeland, North Dakota, for a great cause, the Wounded Warriors. Stay tuned for that, too.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to FlagFamily.com. FlagFamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Buchan. I'm Scott Hennin from the studios of K-Fire 550 in Bismarck, the voice of the Northern Plains, KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100, the flag, Fargo-Moorhead, covering eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, and, of course, KTGO in the Northern Bakken. So we got you covered here. Appreciate you listening, joining us day in and day out in this conversation to find out what's on your mind. A lot of the conversation today has been advice for Republican senators who are having to choose a side in the battle over Obamacare funding and what a larger funding battle over government funding. So we're chatting about that today on the program on what is, I'd call it a pretty decent fall day, by golly, 56 in Bismarck, 57 in Minot, 60 up in Williston, 61 in Jamestown. Fargo's a hot spot at 62. Grand Forks, 59 degrees. Dickinson, 52. Stanley, 55. Tioga, 55. What else we got? South Dakota in the 50s. Lemon, 53. Miles City, Montana, 50. Sydney, 48 degrees. Anyway, get a little flavor of how we're doing weather-wise. Let's go to Pat in Bismarck. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Pat.
Hey, guys. Good show this morning. I wanted to comment on this defunding Obamacare. Number one, the bill that they're going to vote on is actually contains the language to defund Obamacare. But more importantly than that, this idea that somehow this vote, if they, whether it's for cloture or for the bill itself, is going to defund Obamacare is a pipe dream. This is just saber rattling. There is no way that this is going to end up in defunding Obamacare. So this idea that, oh, well, they got a vote to defund Obamacare isn't what it's all about and isn't what's going to come out of this. This is really coming down to whether or not we're going to shut down government or not, because the Democrats aren't going to defund Obamacare. And if that means shutting down government, that's where they're going to go. But I think it's important for your listeners to understand. I think it's important for your listeners to understand that the vote isn't going to achieve what they're trying to do. The only way we're going to get that done is if we elect more Republicans to the Senate and to the president's office so that we can actually repeal that. It's a horrible piece of legislation, but it's a pipe dream to think that somehow this is going to actually accomplish something other than make a lot of noise.
You know, make the point that Tom Coburn of Oklahoma has made repeatedly, that according to the Congressional Research Center, even if we did this, they'd find another way to fund it. So that's the exact same point even some Republicans are making. I mean, there's a real split on the best way to do this Republican. What is the best way, Pat? If you were there voting, what would you do?
Well, I think, number one, we cannot send the economy into a tailspin by shutting down government. And I got news for you. This idea that somehow this vote will end up in defunding Obamacare, it's not. Coburn's right. They'll find another way to fund it. But more importantly, this is never going to get through the Democrat-controlled Senate. And as a result, you know, we'll just end up in some sort of a stalemate or have government shut down if we pursue that angle. This is just nothing more than chest thumping by people trying to score points with conservatives. But I think it's important for us conservatives to understand that this will not accomplish what they want to accomplish. You know, this is just more saber rattling. And that's my point is, I read the same blogs you guys do, and I've heard your callers this morning. And the bottom line is there is no way that this is going to end up defunding Obamacare. It's a game we're playing. And so it's a game with a pretty high price, actually.
I'm not a fan of filibusters, Pat, just for the simple fact that I want to see things go to a vote, and I want to see things move forward in government. And there's no compromise in government. There's gridlock in government. And that's what part of the problem to me is the fact that there's gridlock. I think the only way to solve the issue with Obamacare is put it to a vote of the American people. I don't think there's a way to solve it other than getting to that level.
And, of course, a vote to the American people is exactly what we have every 2 years with the House races and Senate races and every four with the presidential race.
Put it on a ballot.
Appreciate the call. Others waiting to weigh in here. You agree or disagree with Pat? Pat's saying fool's errand here. What do you think? James and Langdon, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hi. I think we should let the filibuster defund Obamacare. And one of the facts is the filibuster is part of our Constitution. That is something that was made up by our forefathers for a situation like this. Obamacare, as it stands, really is not constitutional, but we rely on our Supreme Justices to interpret law for us. They interpreted law for us that it was constitutional. It's unbelievable. I can't believe they did it. But even the Emancipation Proclamation back in the time of Lincoln, in the Civil War, it wasn't popular. And because of a politician with a big mouth and some determination, it went to filibuster, and they eventually got the votes for it. And that's the way to do it. Some people think, oh, they're a bunch of big mouths that are going to start a filibuster and won't get anything done. But the filibuster is part of our Constitution. And I don't know. We need someone to keep it and go determination and persistence and get the votes needed for it.
James,
to let it go and eventually have it collapse, that's bad news for people of America.
That's just a wrong idea. That to me is just a wrong idea. James, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Steve in Minot. What's on your mind today?
Hello?
Steve, go ahead. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, you know, back in 59, Khrushchev said that your children's children will wake up and be communists. And I think that's where we're at right now. We've got the government doing so much stuff, and this Obamacare is going to take over one-fifth of the economy, and it's a bad thing. So to me, that's way worse than letting the government shut down, because that's going to ruin us forever.
Steve, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Right. I think shutting down the government is a way better option than letting Obamacare get funded, because the House has the purse strings, and if they don't give them any money, they're not going to find money elsewhere to fund it.
Well, what Mitch McConnell is saying is that the House bill does defund it. If Harry Reid does a procedural move and allows a vote to put the funding back in, then Democrats like Heidi Heitkamp and others are going to have to say, I'm for Obamacare, I'm against Obamacare, puts them on record. So that's his argument. Appreciate the call. Great hearing all sides of this. We have time to take this call from Montana that came in earlier. We want a Montanan to weigh in on this. Roll that clip that came in during the break.
Morning, Scott, Steve. My name's Larry. I'm over here from Montana driving a truck out of Williston. And first of all, I probably was more of a blue dog Democrat most of my life, but these Democrats are embarrassing. This country is being sold out just unbelievably. It is time conservatives and libertarians, they take a stand. I agree with Ted Cruz. I think it's time Americans stand up and fight for the Constitution. I think it's really, really sad to see what I always felt is the backbone of the country, the craftsmen, literally helping to, you know, sell out the country. I'm just dumbfounded. Anyway, that's where I would stand on that. And I really hope that the conservatives, I hope that Ted Cruz and them reach the people and they take a stand and they just fight like a son of a gun. Thanks, Scott. Bye.
Words of wisdom from Montana this morning. Thanks for the phone call. To me, it does not come down to partisan politics on an issue like this. It's what's best for the American people. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. You know, it comes down to conservative or liberal more than a D or an R behind your name. And thanks for weighing in. Brad, we'll get to your comments coming up after the break. And our guests, we'll talk about a special little pheasant opener coming up. Your opportunity to participate in a great event coming up. It's What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon, powered by SchwannCadillac.com.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you listen close, you can hear the loons calling your name all the way from Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, premier Minnesota resort community thanks to Chase on the Lake. This resort is phenomenal. Now, don't think tiny little cabins or, you know, creaky. This is class. This is elegance. This is charm. This is comfort. This is relaxation like you can't believe. We're talking an Aveda Spa, the Copper Door. We're talking a 502 award-winning bar and restaurant. We're talking about a facility of 2- and 3-bedroom condos, state-of-the-art, loaded up with all the goodies. This facility is phenomenal. Check it out for yourself right now, chaseonthelake.com. That's the website. When you use the promo code SCOTT, you'll get a deal any Sunday or Thursday in September or October. Book one night in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath classic condo. Get a second night free. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. Come join us and relax at Chase on the Lake. Call them for more details, too. 888-242-7306. That's 88-CHASE-06.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to go into our Facebook or our Twitter, find out how people are weighing in on those, you can go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you to our Facebook, that'll take you to our Twitter, your chance to weigh in and see what some of the other polls is. Unequivocally, people are leaning on the side of Cruz, filibuster, and I can't say that's an answer. You know, I would like to see it go to a vote of the people. I think that's the only way to solve this issue. I don't want to go down the road of letting this country fail with a policy that is horrible for business in this country, especially, Scott, when you have so many entities that are getting exempted. If it's good for everybody, then it's good for everybody. Let it stand on its own. You can't exempt people out of the Obamacare. You've got unions, you've got the government, you've got the IRS. No! Either all in or all out. And then let it go to a vote of the people.
Yeah, a vote of the people. How, though? There is no national referendum in the United States Constitution. I mean,
maybe it's time.
Maybe what you're talking about is the Liberty Amendments, like the Levin book. But, you know, the question is, with or without the fight of Ted Cruz, all right, will Obamacare funding go on? Many argue it will go on. However, what Ted Cruz is doing certainly will bring about a focus on this issue, and it could end up in a government shutdown, which Democrats may think they want. I mean, Newt Gingrich yesterday on the program told us that if you actually analyze the results after the famous government shutdown in the mid-90s, Republicans did okay. He pushes back against that point, so who knows? But you are rolling the dice politically without question with a government shutdown. But many of our listeners seem to be spoiling for that fight. I'd say probably two-thirds, one-thirds in the Cruz camp so far today. We want to tell you about a fantastic event coming up for the Pheasant Opener down in Zeeland, North Dakota. We're going to do that in a minute. We have some calls that have been waiting to weigh in on this topic. We want to get in before we introduce our guest. Brad in Grand Forks is one of those. You're up on What's on Your Mind, Brad.
Hey, Scott, Steve. So I'll try to make this really quick. My concern with Obamacare is that defunding it is not going to go far enough, because in defunding it, they can still force us to have these various policies, and they can still force us and tax us on our tax returns and stuff like that. Even though the main law is defunded, there's still a lot of provisions in there that they can still beat us up with and cause a lot of problems with. So I don't think defunding it goes far enough. I think that's where we need to start, but I think we need to keep fighting. Don't think, oh, we got to defund it, so we've won and we don't have to do anything else. We got to keep fighting to have it repealed. So then the other side of it, though, too, is when if we go through this government shutdown, my thought is we need to get this vote and get them to vote and send this legislation to Obama's desk and make him be the one that either refuses to sign the bill or does sign the bill, because if it gets to his desk and he refuses to sign it or he vetoes it, then it's on his plate. He is the one that caused the government shutdown. It's not Congress. It's not my senator. It's not your senator. It's President Obama who chose to shut down the government. We've got to get it to his desk, put it in his court, and let people see him for the incompetent leader that he is.
Here's the problem with that strategy, Brad, Harry Reid would be the one that would prevent it. That's why they're talking about this filibuster, because the House did pass a version that defunds Obamacare, okay? And so what Mitch McConnell is saying, hey, I'm going to vote for that, and I want other people to vote for it. Okay, well, if they do, then what Reid can do procedurally is with 50 votes, pull that part of the defunding of Obamacare out and then send the bill on to President Obama. So in other words, he wouldn't have to decide. That's why Cruz is doing what he's doing. Because Cruz is saying, hey, you know, we've got to have the filibuster, otherwise we don't have the showdown. So that's the it's a bunch of procedural rules in the Senate, but it's not as easy as just saying vote on it, pass it, and then make Obama veto it, because they'd get crafty and pull that part of it out. That's why Cruz is doing what he's doing.
I think that's important. I think, like I say, that's where we need to start is defunding it and do whatever we can to get it defunded, but we can't quit. We've got to repeal this. It is such a mess for so many people. It's going to personally affect me $3,000 a year.
Brad, thanks for the phone call. Let's get one more quick one in, and then the rest of the callers I'll ask to hold, because we got to get to our guest, Tom in Jamestown. Last one on Obamacare until after the break. What's on your mind today?
Well, I would agree pretty much with what the previous caller just said. Obamacare would be great if we could afford it, but we can't afford it. We can't afford anything. We have a huge deficit. We should be cutting back not only on Obamacare, we should be cutting back on a lot of government programs, probably all of them, because we just plain can't afford it. So I would agree with what they're doing. Politically, it might be not a good deal for these guys sticking their necks out like that. I admire their courage for at least trying to do something. They don't have their heads in the sand, and they realize that if we don't start cutting spending, and I agree, we need to raise taxes too. So in that part, I probably wouldn't agree with them. But we have to do something. We have kids and grandkids. We have to make sure their quality of life is the same for them as it is for us. But
thanks.
Yeah,
Tom, appreciate
I think a good comparison, just one more comment here, is Medicare. There was a lot of controversy about Medicare when it was first started. And one of the arguments was we could not afford it in the long run. Was that true? Absolutely, that was true. Medicare is ready to go belly up. We got to fix Medicare. We have a lot to do. I admire these guys for doing what they are doing.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thanks. Call again. We do have some guests here on a different topic. We will return to this, no doubt, and watch the debate very closely, but appreciate it very much. Daryl Wolf is someone you've heard on this program before, talking about a great product that removes odors from anything. And so he's an advertiser on this program. We appreciate him very much. But he has teamed up with some folks, including Rusty Ort, who is a Purple Heart recipient, Iraq War vet, who's with us, Steve, in studio here. And Michael Lusk to put on one heck of an event in Zeeland, North Dakota for the pheasant opener that these guys are going to tell us about. Welcome, gentlemen. Glad to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad to be on.
Yeah.
So give us a little bit of a background on how this all came to be, Daryl.
Okay, well, we decided, I went up and talked to 1100 Flag and you and Rusty, and we decided we needed to start giving back to our wounded warriors. And Rusty Ort got an organization called Wounded Warrior Families out of Nashville. Wounded Warrior Families basically gives money right to the families that need help coming back from all the wars. And what we're doing is we're basically putting on a concert, and we're doing is we're taking the Wounded Warriors pheasant hunting. A lot of these wounded warriors don't have the privileges we do about going hunting, and they love hunting. So what we're doing, my brothers and a whole bunch of us put this together. We are taking wounded warriors pheasant hunting. I do believe with you, Scott, and Steve Bachman are coming out. We're going to go pheasant hunting in the afternoon. In the evening, what we got going is we got a freedom concert. We want to show our patriotism. And what we're going to do that evening is we got Michael Lusk coming up from Nashville. He's a Nashville recording artist, singing for performing for us. We've got another gal, great gal, locally coming singing. And we've got Bust a Groove DJing that's going to be playing music all night. And we also got food and everything else going on there. One thing about Wounded Warrior families, 95% of the money that comes in goes back to Wounded Warrior families. There's hardly any administration. It's all donations, all donated time for this project. And that's what we're doing. We actually got a guitar from Loretta Lynn and Randy Travis signed by them. We're going to be auctioning off, not auctioning off, we're selling raffle tickets for that. And it's a beautiful guitar. And if anybody wants to see it, they can go to stopsmellnow.com, look at the guitar, buy tickets online. And also, every day we got new people coming in that are going to speak. We got new people that are going to we just found out Mark the Freedom Poet is actually going to come down and do a speech down here. And like I said, every day we got new people that want to be involved. We're going to put it on our website. And people, we need volunteers and we need donations to help put this on. So, Rusty, you want to go into a little more detail?
Yeah, well, thank you very much for all that you guys are doing down there in Zeeland. And, Michael, thank you very much. Haven't seen you since our meeting down with Loretta, and thank you for all that you do.
Good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you. And thanks for coming up, and I hope that we can put a shotgun in your hand, too, and we got some extra gear for you. And I hear you're bringing your wife up.
I am.
All right. Look forward to seeing you, and so does Marilyn. And,
great.
Hey, also want to say a shout out to Steve over there. I haven't seen you since.
It's been a while, right?
We got a chance. We were sitting together and watching Gwen and Chris. And
I look forward, Rusty, to seeing you do a little hunting, and I look forward to that event. I want to talk to Michael a little bit. Michael, tell us a little bit about your performance down in Zeeland. What do people look forward to?
Actually, it's going to be an album release party as well for me. It's my first official solo album. I've been on tour with a lot of country artists and Christian and pop artists down here in Nashville. Been with Loretta Lynn for the since 1998 as part of her band and one of her singers. And this is the first solo project that I've got. And October 12th is when we're going to be in Zeeland, and that's the official release date. So we're looking forward to that.
And Rusty, talk a little bit about the beneficiary of all this for folks that come to the concert that are in Zeeland for the weekend of the Pheasant Opener. Obviously, what Daryl's trying to do here is to raise some funds for a great cause, the Wounded Warrior Families Group. Tell us a little bit about your group.
Yeah, that kind of came about that through a third party that made contact with Michael, and then it kind of fishtailed. And I was 100% writer and composer of a song, and it made its way through studio through Michael doing it as a deal in Nashville, and it ended up into Lure Records. And after a whole business of what Michael goes through, I can't understand that. But it ended up that he performed it, and I wrote the song after coming back from Iraq. And it's an event that you kind of put down on paper and you love it. And after going through, Scott, you know the trials and tribulations that I faced, and I said no other soldier should have to go through that, either being our war, Vietnam, Desert Storm, Korea, World War II. And I said, as a soldier, I want to give back. And I did not like the ratio of the money that was coming back from wounded warriors going in and coming out. The ratio was not a good ratio. And I'm not downplaying anything with that organization, but I wanted one that sat there and says the money comes in and goes right back out. And a lot of people are standing by that conviction. And Mike was able to do such a great job on Wounded Warrior. And we took it on the Christian charts, came in at 457, and we took it to number 2. And it showed a lot of great deal, and I'm hoping that Mike performs that song that night. And we want to give back, and we're really looking forward to everything going well.
Sounds good. We're going to talk more about the where, when. Get the circle on your calendar with these three folks when we come back. Zeeland, North Dakota, Pheasant Opener. That's what you got to know. What's on your mind? We'll continue with more after this time out. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken. It costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, why do they call farmers the first environmentalists? And how can all these big farms be good for the environment?
One myth that seems to prevail is that big farms are bad and hurt the environment. But big farming doesn't mean bad farming. Modern farms are more advanced and sustainable than ever by using responsible innovation and technology to increase yields. In fact, if the number of farms and the productivity of those farms remained constant from 1950 to today, we would have no food for 151 million people in the United States. To put that in perspective, that's almost as many people without food as our country's 9 most populous states.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
10 before the hour, wrapping up our conversation to tell you about a great event October 12th in Zeeland, North Dakota. Hope you circle it on the calendar. That'll benefit Wounded Warrior families. We also have some calls waiting to weigh in. We'll get to all of you here in our remaining segment, our final segment today. By the way, temp right now, Bismarck 56, Minot 59. Fargo's at 62, Grand Forks 61, Jamestown 61, Devils Lake 60, Wahpeton 57 degrees, Valley City 64. In the oil patch, 62 Williston, Tioga and Stanley both at 57, Dickinson 57, Sydney, Montana 52 at this hour, and South Dakota, Aberdeen 58, Mobridge 57, Lemon 53, and Watertown right now checking in at 61 degrees.
So, Daryl, I got a quick question for you. Give us the logistics. Time, event, venue.
It's going to start at 7 o'clock on the 12th that evening, and it's held in Zeeland City Hall, and we got full food there, full bar there. Everything is for the Wounded Warriors. This is a patriotic day. We want people to come out. Go to StopSmellNow.com. Get your tickets in advance or come buy them at the door, but we only have a limited number of tickets, so get them as soon as possible. Plus, you can also go online and buy a ticket for Loretta Lynn's guitar. One thing nice about Loretta Lynn's guitar, it also comes with a signed autograph picture with her holding the guitar. And we got a lot of neat things for the Wounded Warriors we want to do. And go to our website, too, and you can listen to the song that Wounded Warrior Rusty Ort wrote that Michael Lust sings right now on the Christian chart. It's a great song.
On the Christian charts right now, Rusty's made the charts? Rusty's singing.
At one time it was. I haven't followed it. I'm sorry.
Michael, tell us a little bit about what you thought of the song Rusty wrote.
It's a great song. Actually, it got to number two on the Christian charts. It's a great song, and I can't thank Rusty enough, first off, for his service to our country and for all of our military men and women and the great job that they do. And I thank you, Rusty, for involving me in the Wounded Warrior Family Project. And it's a great song. He wrote it from his personal experience, and it says it all. It's just great. And also, I also want to thank Daryl for his product, and I want to attest that it really works because the night that my wife and I got married, we got married at Loretta Lynn's mansion, and we came back home. We were unloading our truck, and we thought that it was our black and white cat outside eating the cat food, and come to find out, it was a skunk, and there's nothing like being skunked on your wedding night.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, we had a couple of people call and say, what's the number for the Stop Smell Now website? A lot of folks like the telephone number, too. What number can they get you at, Daryl, by the way?
They can call us at 701-851-0023 or 855-800-ODOR. And they can call us directly and place orders for tickets, and we'll send them out here. We don't charge for shipping for the tickets. That week's all about the Wounded Warriors and helping them out.
And it's going to be
95% goes back to the Wounded Warriors.
And there'll be lots more auction items. Rusty, you got a beautiful guitar here signed by who?
Yeah, I've got one here that's signed by Neil McCoy, Tix Brooks, Chris Cagle, Billy Carrington, Bombshell, and a lot of others. And I had this done when I was doing some things in events with these guys. And I'm sure these are all probably acquaintances of Michael down there. And I just wanted to say, Mike, when you commented about the veterans, it's you and country music, and it's people in the community like Daryl and the supporters of this station and who give us a voice. And you guys give us the confidence when we hit our iPods overseas. And you guys just don't know what music brings when you're in an isolated area and you don't have the comforts of home. So you need to let your country music fellow musicians know that you guys and our radios, everything, you guys keep us going. Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, thank you all.
And you let our fellow heroes know how much we appreciate our freedom here in this country.
No kidding. Kudos to each and every one. Gentlemen, thanks. It's going to be a great event. October 12th, Zeeland, North Dakota. For details, StopSmellNow.com. Check it out. Daryl, thanks for putting it all together. Rusty, appreciate you and your fellow Wounded Warriors are going to be out there that day. And, Michael, thanks for performing. It should be a great day.
Yeah, and the other combat wounded warrior coming down is Jason Hearns, who's a Purple Heart recipient. And I wanted to give kudos to him, too. He does a lot on the outside and helps promote myself, the radio station, and country music and this event, too. So thank you.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it very much. Zeeland, North Dakota, the spot, October 12th. And Steve, you know, I'm gonna have to have a little challenge that day, maybe, huh?
You're going maybe to a little bit of skeet throwing down there before you guys get out and try something real.
We'll ask our listeners who might win that battle. Yep, you up for that, Steve?
Hands down. Not even
we're out
a question.
Of time. All right, got to go, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll get to all your calls again tomorrow on the program on any and all topics to find out what's on your mind. For Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. Thanks for listening. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.